Right now, we're going to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. How is it shaping higher education and the workplace? Well, the University of Phoenix had, on behalf of the Harris Poll, has put together a survey. We have Vice Provost for Strategy from University of Phoenix, Mark Booker, joining us. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Bruce?
We are good. Ready to talk artificial intelligence and maybe learn more and try to understand really how it's being used or not being used at this point. Talk us a little bit about, I guess, how it is shaping higher education as well as the workplace. What's it infiltrating?
Yeah, it's really allowing us to do some new innovative things with how students learn and acquire information. And for us at University of Phoenix, Bruce, we see AI like any other new tool that has entered the learning and knowledge sphere, like the internet, the calculator, the printing press. It has allowed people to acquire knowledge and go and sift through information more quickly. And so for us, it's a disruptor that we think really, really will help us create better learning content and more engaging content. And this is great because our survey actually showed that nearly 3 in 5 adults agreed that whether it's workplace training departments or higher ed institutions should try to leverage AI tools for teaching and learning. And in fact, about 59% of these adults actually think it can be used to create more engaging content. And we agree, and we've tried to do things in that realm. For example, in one of our marketing classes, we actually ask our students to use the ChatGPT model to choose any product they want, have ChatGPT give them 5 pitches about that product, and then evaluate those pitches. And so ChatGPT can give you really, really quick information on the product, and then they can use their qualitative knowledge as students to determine which is the best one. And that's a really great way to show our students responsible use of AI, as well as something that a lot of marketing companies are already starting to do and use AI to help them generate messages. So we think the survey validates that philosophy and that incorporation of AI can be a good thing.
A lot of times when you think of marketing, it's a persuasive type of a technique. In other words, there's accuracy may or may not be the key to what you really need on something like that. How do you deal with whether something you're doing is accurate, especially when it comes to other fields where accuracy is key to everything?
Yeah, so with AI, it's a tool like any other thing that's been created by people. It has its pros and cons, and it can be reflective of the different biases that are out there. And in fact, a lot of the individuals surveyed, about 55% of the people surveyed, had said they had a concern about the accuracy of AI. And that really boils down to something that we try to teach and we think is important, is that AI is something that can help us do work more quickly, but it still requires the human eye, or it still requires a qualitative evaluation by someone on the back end to learn about the results or validate those results. And additionally, I think people are concerned about the accuracy of AI, which again showed up in our survey, that there was this concern of over more than half of Americans concerned about accuracy of AI and using it in their workplace, is that there's not actually a great understanding that there's multiple models and basically categories of AI. A machine learning AI is a lot different than a large language model like ChatGPT, and that lack of understanding of what the tools do and can output is part of the concern for accuracy, which is, again, interesting because when we talk to people in the survey, they also weren't aware of those different models, but had more than half had thought that they either haven't purposely engaged with AI in the last year or didn't know if they did. And every day on our phones, we actually, whether it's type ahead in text or when we use a map app to get better directions that are customized to us, those are AI. And so a lot of it is actually learning that we think that needs to happen in the public consciousness.
What about the cost of bringing this into the workplace or maybe the home?
You know, it depends on the tool. Some tools you can use for free or have different nominal costs. I think reality is when you look at AI, it can actually help you move through rote or more static tasks more quickly. And so there may be a cost to implement the tool. But what it does is it allows you to unlock your human capital to do more things that are again, more qualitative or engaging to others. And so the cost, you know, it depends on the tool that you're looking at. Some can be very expensive. But the reality is you need to do an analysis of the benefit outcomes of what the implementation is to also then unlock the human potential to serve your customers or constituents more appropriately. So it's dependent also, again, on the type of items. There's very expensive kind of AI tools that are kind of cutting edge, and then there's others that can help us in our day-to-day. And I think that a lot of the forward-thinking companies are evaluating that but they're evaluating it with their people as well to determine the best way for implementation.
Talking this morning with Mark Booker, Vice Provost for Strategy with University of Phoenix, talking about a Harris poll that they that was conducted on behalf of the University of Phoenix among 2,000 U.S. adults. I guess sometimes we'd our fear of the unknown is maybe what kind of leads to us in like this. And AI itself, as you mentioned, is sort of an umbrella, an overreaching thing of just sort of a technology, not the specifics that we need to learn it. What the University of Phoenix, how are they getting their staff and those people involved in a way to be on board with this? Because any new technology takes some time, I guess, to adapt.
Yeah, it's really a lot about change management. So the first thing that we do is create awareness around what's out there and what it can do. And then we actually use, for example, our instructors and our faculty, we actually ask them to use different tools in their classes actively that would mirror the workplace. And they get to learn how that works and understands what the capabilities can and can't do on AI. I think, as you stated, there's a lot of information out in the public consciousness, and the rise of the machines, if you will, I think is a little overstated. But when you create that awareness and desire and knowledge about something, it ultimately helps us incorporate it. And that takes kind of the edge off of you know, fears that are out there. And so, and when you see it allows you, for example, in a faculty world, that some of these tools can create really quick question banks off of your own lecture that you don't need to now sort through. You can do that on a quick basis and then spend more time engaging with.
A lot of times technology does it. It seems to help us in one area, though I sometimes, even with computers, even though it was supposed to help us in one area, it's created maybe work in another area just because of the nature of computers and how things are delegated to people. If people want to find out more about this survey or things that are going on with University of Phoenix, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Yeah, Bruce, a great place to go to is phoenix.edu/media. And thank you so much for having me on today.
We appreciate your time this morning. Again, Mark Booker this morning, Vice Provost for Strategy with the University of Phoenix, talking a little bit about AI, how it's shaping the education and the workplace.